Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Meisters, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Okay, so what did we learn earlier? Even Peirois that are Nigmura Malachtam don't automatically click into Shlav Beis, where it becomes Aser Bechilas Arayi, unless one of six things happen. One of the six things would be, besides for a sale, besides for coming into the chatzar, for sure into the house, one of the six things would be if you separated truma already. When you start separating truma, you can't just stop now. No more achilas haray until you finish off the other maestras as well. What happens if you separate truma before it was nigmaru malachta? That's the shayla of our Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah. Peiris sheteraman. Peiris where they separated truma. Atchaloi nigmar malachtan. Before the gemar malachan. Every peiri has its own gemar malachan, like we learned. But whatever that particular peiri is, it's before we finished it. Rabbi Eliezer, oiser melechol mehem even aroi. Rabbi Eliezer says, this one, being mafrish truma, clicks in shlav beis where you can't eat achilas aroi even before it is nigmaru malachtan. If you separate a truma, you now have to separate the other maestras. Truma pulls it into full tavel state. The chachamim say no. If it wasn't nigmaru malachta yet, then separating truma does not click in the iser for achilas aroi. Chutz with the exception, mikal kolas teinim, from a basket of figs or other peirois. Here the chacham are moida, that if you separate truma from them, it's koveya, the chi of maestras, even though it's not nigmaru malachta. In other words, the chacham are saying like this. If you have tamarim or teinim, dates or figs, that we still have to process them, they're supposed to be squashed. They're supposed to be pressed. You're going to take off truma now? Nothing changes. But if you have a basket of teinim, where all you have to do is, for nigmaru malachtam, is to fill it up. Nothing else has to be physically done with the teinim. If you're going to take truma now, from the teinim that you already put into the basket, hear the chacham mar moida, stop, no achilas aroi, until you're mafish the rest of the maestros. It's lav dafka teinim, the mafashim explain. It's any time where we say the only thing you have to do is fill up the basket. So again, if there's something that has to be fixed with the peiri, like they have to be pressed, say the chacham, if you separate truma, it doesn't do anything. It's too early in the process. You're separating truma, doesn't click it into shlav beis, you can still eat achilas aroi. But if be'etzim, anything physically you have to do with the peiri was already done. The only problem is you didn't fill up the basket yet. So even though technically it's not nigmaru malachta until you fill up the basket, but here the chacham amayda that if you're mafrish truma, you're going to have to be mafrish the other maestros as well before you can eat from it. A third sheet is the sheet of Rav Shimon. If we have kalkalas te'enim, shetarama continues the Mishnah, a basket of te'enim. Yitaka took the maestros out of it. Rav Shimon mati. Rav Shimon says you can still eat achilas haray. Even if you took the truma out of the basket. The chacham oisin, but the chachamim aseret, as we explained earlier, they hold, if you take the truma mamash out of the basket, you can no longer eat achilas aroi until you separate the rest of the maestros. So really, why does the Mishnah have to make a whole separate case out of this? Right after the Mishnah says, the Chachamim say, if you take it out of the basket, even though the basket isn't full, you have to separate the rest of the maestros. Why can't I say right afterwards, the Reb Shimon holds, even then it's mutter. Why do we have to make a whole new case? As if we didn't mention anything about this beforehand. By the way, if you took truma from the basket, Rav Shimon is matter the chacham aser. So you look here in the Tosfos Anshei Shem, he says, this is how Rebbe heard it from his Rebbeim. When Rebbeinu HaKadosh gives over to us what he heard, he didn't hear it as a direct three-way machloikis. He heard it first as a machloikis in the chachamim and Rebbe Eliezer, and then a separate machloikis between the Chacham and Reb Shimon, and that's how Rebbe presents it to us.